So they thought they could get away with it. I'm speaking of the tenants conspiring to gain ownership of the vineyard, something that doesn't belong to them, something that will never belong to them. They have no legal right to the vineyard because they are but tenants. The actions of the evil tenants reflect a pattern of misguided thinking and poor judgment. These actions result in an unspecified number of assaults and murders, including the murder of the son of the owner of the vineyard, grave offenses against justice, grave offenses against the human person. All the while, the tenants think they can get away with it. On this Respect Life Sunday, this sad story from the Gospel of St. Matthew leads us to consider similar storylines from our own day and age. Similar offenses against justice, similar offenses against the dignity of the human person, offenses perpetrated by those who think they can get away with it. Let's break the parable down just a bit. First, the parable speaks of the tenants, a collective. They act as a group. They act as a mob. Second, there is progression in their evil deeds, a ramping up, as it were, of the violence. And third, there's a powerful sense that the evildoers will be punished, that the innocent will be vindicated. First, in regard to the mob mentality, the pack mentality, then as now, one bad apple can spoil the barrel. A small minority can quickly become the majority if left unchecked. Evil corrupts, spreading like a virus unless challenged with truth by people of integrity. In regard to the progression of evil, this is how it happens. When evil is justified for the sake of a good, no matter how noble the intention, the effect is to give evil a beachhead from which to operate. We see this in the parable. Beatings lead to killings. Killings lead to full-scale rebellion. And we see it in the life issues of our day, especially in the fundamental human rights issue of our age, the violence done to the least of our brothers and sisters in the womb, those who have no voice with which to defend themselves. What begins as an exception in particular circumstances becomes a right in every circumstance. What begins for the politician as personally opposed but unwilling to impose on others, or safe legal, and rare becomes, in the words of the past Speaker of the House, sacred ground. Sacred ground. And in regard to the hope for the justice that will vindicate the millions of victims, do they really think they can get away with it? Do they really think that violence against the most innocent of the innocent will go unnoticed by the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who creates every human being in his image and likeness, endowing each of us with the divine spark from the moment of conception? Do they really think they can get away with it? This gospel speaks not only to them or about them. The gospel speaks to each of us. First, calling us to recognize the power of the mob, the power of the pack, and the dangers of being sucked into it. Peer pressure is a powerful influence on our youth. Political party loyalty is a powerful influence on the not so young. Second, the gospel calls us to be aware of the progressive nature of evil. Left unchecked, evil will escalate. Consider this wide admonition. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, because they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny in this world and in the next. Third, the gospel calls us to not only hope for the eventual vindication of the just, but to participate in the making of a more just social order. Each of us is called to be an agent of change in our troubled world through the power of persuasion, through deeds of mercy and kindness, through the power of prayer. One person can and should make a difference in our world. And that one person, by the grace of God, is you. Or do you think you can get away with not trying to make a difference?